competitive Pokemon is unfair.
Another critical hit!
Oh and a freeze!
Will it hit? No, of course not.
Critical hit on top of it all.
And things just go from bad into worse.
Oh no, he crit me, I lost! Oh, he crit me, I lose.
This is certainly a claim I could make, and maybe one that I would make if I were less experienced with the game, or had just lost a game to getting paralyzed a ton of turns in a row, but it feels shaky at best. What does unfair even mean in this context? Who is it unfair to? Over the course of this video, I'm going to build out this claim, support and combat it, and give you an answer as to whether or not Pokemon is unfair. First, let's define unfair. There's a rather infamous post within the competitive Pokemon sphere that puts it rather well. Unfortunate doesn't begin to describe my series. This game rewards blind luck and nothing else. My preparation was superior. My play was superior. And I lost. So I don't see a reason to continue engaging in an activity where what is within my control is overwhelmingly outweighed by what is not. Essentially, the game is unfair because a player who is performing better than another can lose based on nothing but luck. For something to feel unfair, it also needs to be decently unlikely. The game isn't unfair because a 90% accurate move hits. That's what people can expect to happen. But this doesn't mean that anything unlikely occurring is immediately unfair. Imagine a scenario where a Pokemon crits 3 attacks in a row, which has odds of 1 in 13,824. This is unlikely, but you don't know if it feels unfair yet. It probably feels unfair to you right now because you're associating it with a scenario where they needed all 3 of those crits to win the game or to pick up some KOs. But if all of those crits happen on moves that already had guaranteed KOs, then it doesn't feel unfair anymore. There is something else at play which is less quantifiable that makes things feel unfair. In order for something to feel unfair, it needs to have an effect on the outcome of the turn or the game, which actually isn't that uncommon. One of the reasons RNG in Pokemon can be so brutal is because of the effect it has on the action economy. Action economy is a term that I learned from the tabletop RPG space, which essentially describes the amount of turns one side gets versus the other. Many effects such as paralysis, confusion, flinch, or freeze have the ability to take away a Pokemon's turn. Losing a Pokemon's turn to one of these effects is potentially devastating and can easily cause a player to lose a game they otherwise would have won, especially if a Pokemon loses multiple turns within a short span, as it skews the action economy in favor of the other player. Compare this to Burn, where the Pokemon can always move, but is severely weakened if they are a physical attacker. Burn can also cause a player to lose a game, but it's not up to RNG. Both players know exactly what to expect from a Burn Pokemon, but for other effects, that just is not the case. Alright, compounding these things on top of each other turn over turn isn't all that likely to occur. So can we really call the game unfair when in the grand scheme of things, great players are still going to perform better than worse players? If you've taken a statistics class, you're probably familiar with the law of large numbers. The law of large numbers is a law that can be boiled down to, the larger your sample size, the higher your likelihood that those results will reflect the true rate. For example, let's say we're rolling a d6. If we only roll it twice, we can come to the conclusion that there is a 50% chance to get a 3, a 50% chance to get a 6, and a 0% chance to get anything else based on our results. Which of course does not accurately reflect the true rate of 1 in 6 for each number. If we instead roll 10 million d6s, we get numbers which far more accurately represent the true rate. If we apply this to Pokemon, we will see results that more or less reflect the reliability of different moves over the course of a tournament or regulation. For example, back in Regulation C, Ting Lu commonly ran Fissure, a move that has a 30% chance to hit and always results in a KO if it does. Fissure and other one-hit KO moves are considered to be generally uncompetitive because Pokemon is a game about strategic positioning and resource management. But a move that has a 30% chance to one-shot a Pokemon disregards those axioms from which the core of competitive Pokemon is built and substitutes it with RNG.
I don't like it, I don't respect it.
Given that Oka moves only have a 30% chance to do something on a given turn, they are inconsistent at best, and most of the time are fortunately pretty bad in the given meta. By the end of Regulation C, most Ting Lu that were actually winning or top cutting tournaments dropped Fissure for a more consistently useful move like Sand Tomb or Rock Tomb. The law of large numbers dictates that the more players click Fissure, the closer the end results would reflect a Pokemon doing nothing 70% of the time, causing the strategy to fall off at the highest level. However, Pokemon is not a game played from a statistically zoomed out perspective with thousands of random trials. To bring back to an example of our D6, Pokemon players aren't making 10 million moves at once. Assuming we're talking about doubles, they're only taking 2 turns at a time, which as we saw can very easily have secondary effects, critical hits, what have you, occur at rates far different from what is to be expected. This is what makes Pokemon able to feel unfair. Individual turns, and to a smaller degree, individual games, do not have a large enough sample size of random trials to allow for things to converge to their specific rate, meaning that players are far more likely to be lucky or unlucky. But it's not just the amount of random effects that occur in one player's favor, but when and where they occur that can make all the difference in a Pokemon battle. Imagine you have a paralyzed Indeedee that is able to set up Trick Room. You know that you survived the double up from your opponent, so you can protect your Ursaluna and click Trick Room. If you get up Trick Room, Ursaluna can sweep the remaining two Pokemon and you will win. But if you get paralyzed, you won't have enough HP left on either Pokemon to win the game. Let's say there are four turns left in the game no matter what. If we only base luck on the number of turns Indeedee gets paralyzed, then zero paras is the best case, followed by one, and so on. But because of Ursaluna, we only need Indeedee to move this turn, meaning that three turns of paralysis can be luckier than one turn of paralysis if those three turns happen after Trick Room goes up, even though three turns of paralysis is less likely than one. I don't want you to get the impression that the game is all luck, though. Imagine we're the other player, up against Ursaluna and Indeedee, and we know the only way our opponent wins is if they get Trick Room up. We don't have any way to prevent Trick Room other than para, so we paralyze the Indeedee and hope for the best. By doing this, we have increased our chances of winning from 0 to 25%, which is a substantial difference. Being able to see which RNG paths can clutch a game for you, and playing into those is an expression of skill, even if you need a little bit of luck to pull it off. In an ideal scenario, this wouldn't win that player every game, but snatching up maybe one game out of a best of three is certainly reasonable in my opinion. The same is true in reverse. Seeing which RNG pads can lose you a game and playing around those is also an expression of skill. If you know you lose on a Draco Meteor miss, then maybe Terra Electric Thunderbolt to guarantee the attack goes off is the play you should be going for. This is such an important skill to have that if you have a guaranteed win and you open yourself up to being crit or missing a move, then even though those things are pretty unlikely, you kinda deserve that bad RNG if it comes your way. When good Pokemon players lose to bad luck, they will get frustrated in the moment. Sure, that's just human, but they will also analyze their play to see if there was any way they could have prevented that bad luck from being introduced into the game. An important thing to understand is, just because you have made the game more likely for you to win, doesn't mean you entirely deserve the win either. If your opponent has brought you to a state where it comes down to one flinch, crit, or miss, you probably have had a pretty even game up until that point. So it's not completely unreasonable for them to have a small, but definitely notable chance to come back and win the game. But there also exist cases of players succumbing to RNG that they couldn't have reasonably accounted for. Freeze is an excellent example of this, as it isn't that likely to occur, and the only way to play around it is to be an ice type, run Aspire or Lumberry, or just not get hit by freezing attacks. If you try to avoid freeze too much by running Terra Ice, you give up a valuable resource on your team for something that isn't all that common. But if you don't account for it and you get frozen, the effects are devastating on your team and swing things very much in your opponent's favor, at least for a little bit. There is one part of competitive Pokemon that is entirely fair. Team building. Okay. It's not really fair for Game Freak to make players reset for low IV Pokemon rather than letting us lower IVs after catch, but that's a topic for another day. When team building, players can actually factor in the law of large numbers. They know over the course of a tournament run that they will end up missing a move even if it is 90% accurate, and are able to make that choice for themselves. They can pick Dragon Pulse over Draco Meteor or Flamethrower over Fire Blast and trade damage for reliability. Players can EV train their Pokemon to specifically survive certain moves regardless of damage rolls or if they proc secondary effects like Burn or Poison.
His spreads are out of this world.
This isn't entirely foolproof, as crits exist, and sometimes you can't afford to trade off damage for accuracy, but there is a lot of RNG management that goes into team building. If you're able to cover matchups your team needs to cover without introducing more RNG, then that is a marker of skill compared to someone who struggles to do so. All being said, is competitive Pokemon unfair? By the definition of unfair that we've laid out, it definitely is in some cases. There are certainly games that go to players who wouldn't have otherwise won if they didn't get lucky, but the game is influenced much more majorly by factors like game plans and team building. If the possibility for this to happen makes you think the game is unfair, then fair enough. But these don't happen all that often, and I'm of the opinion that for the most part, Pokemon is fair and very skill-based. As long as RNG is a factor, Pokemon will never be entirely skill-based or entirely fair. But that being said, if you're blaming all of your losses on luck, you need to examine something else. Pokemon is influenced by RNG just a little bit too much for my liking, and I think if Game Freak found a way to rein in the tail ends of the bell curve, so to speak, we don't see those extreme circumstances as much, the game will be better off for it. I hope they test out some mechanics either in a spin-off game or as a side mode in Champions to help with this. However, I by no means think the game is entirely determined by luck. Top players are top players because of their ability to team build, make game plans, cover their opponent's options, and account for and handle the bad luck that gets thrown their way rather than submitting to it. And that's it. Thank you very much for watching. If you enjoyed this video, I would appreciate it if you would subscribe to the channel and leave a like on this video. This video is a little bit different than the stuff I typically make. A little bit more meta discussion about the game rather than analyzing specific things. I thought it was an interesting topic. But yeah, if you enjoyed, you'll probably like one of the videos that are up on your screen right now. That being said, thank you very much for watching. Good luck in your future games, and have a good one.